My name is Eleonora Toplinski. I am a board-certified medical oncologist, and I specialize in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. I am the head of breast and gynecologic medical oncology at Valley Health System, and I'm also a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
Dr. Toplinski, first of all, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to talk to us today. The World Health Organization has released a report that says that breast cancer has actually overtaken lung cancer as the most common form of disease worldwide. Does that surprise you?
So thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be talking about this topic. No, I'm not surprised to hear that. We are seeing a decrease in smoking, which we know is a major risk factor for lung cancer. And we are seeing an aging population, which is aging is a risk factor for breast cancer. We're, you know, entering really into an obesity epidemic. And obesity is one of the greatest risk factors for breast cancer. So putting all of that together, I'm not surprised to hear that statistic.
Also, I'm seeing a lot of news coming out of not only about lung cancer research, but also of drugs that are focusing on lung cancer. Is that just something I'm seeing, or is that more and more the case?
No, I think that there's really been a revolution in oncology over the last decade, and there are more and more drugs getting approved. There's been a lot about targeted therapy as well as immunotherapy in lung cancer, in breast cancer, I mean, in really any disease type, and the research is just is progressing rapidly, which is wonderful because it does take a significant amount of time to bring a drug to market. So from those first studies that are done in mice and cell lines, to first in human studies and then to FDA approval can take over a decade and two decades in some cases. So I think what we're seeing now is really the fruits of a lot of labor and research that have been going on behind the scenes in the last 10, 20 years.
Dr. Toplinski, you talk about obesity, if we can go back to that. Mm-hmm. Obesity in women was a common risk in breast cancer, and it's also driving overall cancer numbers as well. Why do you think that obesity is up so much? You do see more of it just around anecdotally. You see more and more people who are obese.
We do. I mean, I think that it's hard to say exactly why that is, but mm-hmm. more and more we are, especially what I've seen during the pandemic, people are more sedentary, right? They're not even taking out commuting and being working in an office and walking throughout the day. People are more sedentary at home. There's nowhere to go. So we're seeing rising numbers from that perspective. But, you know, obesity, it's not a standalone factor, right? You have to tie it into how people are moving or not moving their bodies and what they're eating, right? So when you look at breast cancer risk factors, it's not just obesity alone. It's exercise and or the lack of exercise that increases your risk of cancer and cancer recurrence, as well as the consumption of processed food. And there's easy to obtain processed food, and it's everywhere. And so when you put all of that together, that really explains the rise in numbers. There was a very interesting study that looked at patients who already had a diagnosis of cancer and what their risk was for a secondary cancer. Now, this is a common concern for people. If they've been diagnosed with one cancer, they say, what's the chance this is going to happen to me again? And usually we had told them, well, you know, if you've had breast cancer, you're not necessarily at increased risk for, let's say, colon cancer, unless you have a genetic mutation or a family history. But what this study found was that patients who've already had a cancer are at higher risk than would have been predicted for a secondary cancer. And a lot of that was because of lifestyle, lack of exercise, not optimal nutrition, obesity. So these factors are really, really critical. And not just for cancer, but overall health, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, the list goes on.
COVID, of course, as you mentioned, it's affected everything and it's disrupting people going in to get mammograms and also get other treatments that they might be smart to get. What can you advise as far as taking care of yourself, especially during the pandemic?
I mean, this has been an ongoing issue. The numbers have shown that breast cancer diagnoses have fallen drastically in 2020. And that's not because, and I always say this, it's not because cancer is quarantined. It's really because people aren't going for their mammograms. So we're not finding these cancers at an early stage where they can be, in fact, cured and certainly treated. And so one thing is really prioritize your healthcare maintenance. you know, be an advocate for your health. And you're, you know, all of the centers and all of the hospitals that are doing diagnostic testing are taking such precautions. There's been no reports about patients getting COVID when going for their mammogram or going for their colonoscopy. So, you know, I urge people to really say, continue to social distance and wear masks, but to prioritize your healthcare maintenance. And one of the things that I have seen and we all have seen is that doctors' offices were hit so hard with this. And just because you're not getting called, it doesn't mean that you're not due. So it's really important to just say, okay, when was the last time I had all these tests done? Check in with your primary care physician and ask, what is it that I need right now for my screening? And then from a lifestyle perspective, get out, go for a walk. There's so much access and content virtually for exercise that's free. But it takes a little bit of, you know, effort to do that. But really looking at how you're moving your body, what food you're putting into your body, that really makes such a difference.
Comfort food is so attractive, especially as we're inside more often. It's cold outside. It's easy to see how it would be attractive to just curl up on the couch. What advice would you give to not have us do that so much?
True. I mean, I think it really hard. I mean, of course, you want to curl up with that glass of wine and that bowl of pasta, and it feels and it tastes great. But I think really important to be honest with yourself and say, is what I'm eating, is it fueling me? And what I tell my patients is a good rule of thumb. You know, when you eat it, of course, it tastes good in the moment, but really ask yourself, well, how do I feel an hour later? I ate a meal full of protein and healthy fats. An hour later, I'm going to feel full and satisfied, but I'm not going to feel uncomfortable or bloated or heavy. And so when you're eating, you know, ask yourself, well, how do I feel an hour later? Do I have energy? Do I feel good? Because a lot of what I'm hearing is people are saying, well, I'm coming in, you know, they're coming in, they're feeling fatigued, they're not exercising, and then they're eating food that doesn't fuel them. And, you know, comfort food is a stress relief for people, but I think you have to think about, well, what are the stressors in my life right now? Is it work? Is it the pandemic? Is it family? Is it health? And then what is my body's stress response to it? And if I'm responding to those stressors by eating comfort food, maybe I need to take a step back and maybe I need to go for a walk instead. I think that you can have some of those foods in moderation, but really kind of saying, what are the foods that I'm choosing to keep in my house? Or when I go to have a snack, am I snacking on chips and cookies, or am I snacking on, let's say, carrots and hummus? So I think it's, we can take control of the stuff that we're bringing into our house and what we're putting into our bodies.
Many hospitals and imaging centers, they're taking real care to not only be careful during the pandemic, but for the first time ever, I went for a mammogram last week, and it was a small thing, but it was so important. They had a warmer for the robe that we put on before we got our mammograms. And it was just a little touch that tells you that the hospital is really thinking about our comfort as well as the necessity of getting a mammogram. It was so nice.
You know, it's just a small touch, but it makes such a difference. And I think that everyone understands that, you know, patients are scared right now and nervous, understandably, to go to the doctor, especially for people who've been staying at home more during the pandemic. And I think it's all about those little touches and little comforts that say, we know that you're having a hard time and that this may be difficult, but we are here for you and we're proud of you for taking this step to advocate for your health and to say, you know, this is important. Because the pandemic, there's peaks and waves, and, you know, with vaccinations and the numbers fortunately are going down, but this isn't going away anytime soon. So when it was a few months, it was okay, let's hold off for a few months, but we have to get back into prioritizing people's health, because if we don't do that, that will be a very untoward consequence of the pandemic in a couple years.
That was an important point to make. Anything you want to mention before we conclude?
Just, I want to touch on the COVID vaccine. If, you know, I'm a huge proponent of the vaccine, and we really, really encourage everyone to get the vaccine, especially for patients who are either cancer survivors or on active cancer treatment. This is the way that we are going to move forward, that we're going to put an end to this pandemic. So, you know, I know that it's very hard right now to get a vaccine, and that is certainly stress inducing, but, you know, I urge people to be patient, and I do encourage everyone to get vaccinated when it is their time.
Very important, and boy, it is difficult.
It's, yeah. I equate it to trying to get groceries delivered during the pandemic. You know, it's doable, but yeah. really, really hard. But, yes. you know, we'll get there. There's more vaccine coming, and it's just a matter of time.
Very hopeful, and I'm glad you said that. And thanks for taking the time. Bye-bye.
Bye.